more from Road Dog Live with KC Phillips on Sirius XM's Road Dog Trucking Radio and the SXM app.
We are back. Hey, welcome back. It's your Road Dog Live, cruising through the listener-loaded Monday, and very happy to be welcoming a good friend to the program. If you guys want to get in, I got open lines, 888-876-2336. Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment, is with us of Rail Transportation. Tim, it's great to have you on, man. What's going on?
Hey, man. How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen. Yeah. So I kind of feel like I'm going to be throwing you under the bus a little bit. Maybe, maybe not, though. So we've been talking all day today about a listener-loaded Monday topic, and the topic has been about the best lie you've ever told. And one of the things that has come up is when the wife asks you, "Do these pants make my butt look big?" So I'm going to ask you, first of all, do these pants make my butt look big?
So I've learned over the years to dodge that question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been asked that question?
Isn't it a beautiful day outside?
Yes, it is a beautiful day. Yeah.
Wow. You might be warm. You know, you never know.
When in doubt, talk about the weather.
That's right. Absolutely.
So yeah. I'm going to get personal with you. Has your wife ever asked you that question?
Absolutely. I think every woman asks her man that question at least
once.
Isn't
that crazy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
There was a Progressive insurance commercial years ago, and it says, maybe it was a Geico. It was one of the insurance companies, and it said, "Can Geico really save you 15%? And then it says, "Did Abe Lincoln really never tell a lie?" And Mary Todd Lincoln looks at him and says, "Does this dress make my butt look big?" And Abe's like, do you remember that commercial?
Yes, I do.
That's a classic.
It is a classic.
So I wonder how he answered that question.
I'd like to know.
We were talking about the lies that have been told, because in trucking, many times, you get a light out on your truck and you're driving, enforcement official says to you, "Hey, driver, you got a light out." And it's like, "Wasn't like that when I left," or "Wasn't like that when I did my pre-trip."
Right.
These types of things happen a lot. So yeah. Have you ever told a white lie?
You know, I got to tell you this. Yes, I have, but let me tell you a story about that. So when I was young and first in this industry, I was a fleet manager. And I had an old salt of a driver. Man, he'd been around for a long, long time. And all of a sudden, he finds this young kid that knows nothing about trucking telling him how to deliver his load, right?
Yeah.
And we hit it off. But he was in the office one day, and he pulled me aside, and we were chatting. And he goes, "Listen, I'm going to give you a word of advice." He says, "No matter what happens, no matter the load, the circumstance, the weather, whatever," he says, "you tell me the truth."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I can deal with the truth. If you try and sugarcoat something and I find out that you sugarcoated something, we're going to have a problem." And I've lived by those words ever since.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you how it is, whether it's good news or bad news.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I learned getting into trucking, because I came in from the sales side on equipment.
Yeah.
And one thing that was very apparent going in is, well, a couple things. Number one is drivers can spot a liar a mile away.
Right.
And you don't ever want surprises. It's much better to tell the bad news up front so that there's not the bad news. Then on top of that, there's some lie that
right.
you tried to right. sugarcoat it, like you said.
Yep. Or make promises that you know you're not going to be able to keep. Don't ever
there
do
you
that.
Go.
Yep.
Yeah. Because it's trucking is an industry where the equipment's always going to break down.
Right.
And so it took me a long time to get into that mindset that, hey, trucks are going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing to do is to just tell somebody straight up, here's what's going on, here's what's going to cost, no surprises, and just do your best to be honest.
Yep. And same thing on the recruiting side. You know, you can promise miles all day long, but we know there's going to be bad weeks. We know there's going to be weather delays. We know there's going to be a customer that holds you up.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're going to miss getting home when you need to be home. So don't promise things that you cannot guarantee.
Yeah.
And that's something that I preach to my recruiters. Don't sugarcoat anything. Tell them the truth and be honest and let them know how we're going to handle it when things do go south, because things are going to go south. If you're in this industry long enough, you're going to have a bad, bad day or a bad week.
Did you see my notes or something? Because that was the next question I was going to ask. It's like, well, what about from the recruiting side? Because, you know, recruiters in trucking.
They all lie.
They all lie.
Yeah. You know, that's really unfortunate that we have that stigma. But, the key to that is recruiters are told what to sell. And if they don't, so we collaborate with our teammates in operations. We meet every week with our van and refrigerated and our flatbed groups, and we go over, okay, this is what we're selling for miles. Is this still good? This is what we're selling for home time. Is this still good?
Right.
They own that. So when we have a driver come in and we don't meet that driver's expectations, my recruiter lied, said I'd get 2,800 miles a week. Well, we can go back and we can look. Number one, we can look. Man. At what the recruiter sold, and we can listen to the conversation that the recruiter had with that driver to make sure that the recruiter didn't overpromise. But we get that information from our operations teammates. They own turnover. It affects their pocketbook.
That's one of those unknown realities in our industry, is that there's a lot on the line for the whole operations team, because you got to keep wheels going. You got to keep enough names and bodies in the hopper to keep the operation going.
Yeah.
Recruitment is just as important as retention, but there are bonuses on the line. There are incentives that these folks have that they have to do it the right way.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that.
Right. Yeah. And even our recruiters have incentive for drivers to stick with us. So we make sure, and we put it in writing. We have something called an integrity checklist, where we go over all those fine details, home time, equipment, average miles, what your pay is going to be, all that stuff. And we have that. So, and I get it. Sometimes, when a driver's talking to three or four different recruiters, it's easy to cherry pick all the good from those four companies and build the dream job.
Sure.
It happens. That's why we're very careful and we document everything. But, it's the more we can do to rectify those situations, the better I feel about, Rails recruiters aren't lying. They're there to sell the job and sell realistic expectations. And at the end of the day, I want to be put out of business. I want to have to go find something else to do because our drivers stick with us because we delivered on what we promised.
Yeah, I can see that conversation now. Tim, you did such a good job getting folks in. We're going to have to let you go.
Well, no, they wouldn't let me go. No, huh? I'd open up the taco truck and the driver's lounge, and I'd be good. I'd be good with that.
Yeah, that's right. Tim Norland joining us. He's the vice president of driver employment with Rail Transport. So you mentioned the numbers, and how are things looking for you guys up there?
It's tough. The industry is tough right now. It is definitely not early 2022. But we're seeing signs that we've bottomed out. Freight is slowly coming back. But, it takes everybody doing the right thing, delivering service to customers, because right now with the excess capacity out there, the carrier that's going to get the business is the carrier that delivers that freight on time. And so we're really pushing on-time service for our drivers right now. It's very, very critical.
I do think that the forecast was that late 2023 things would kind of be getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that forecast is coming true? You mentioned it picking up. Do you think it's going to be back to the pre-2022 levels at the end of 2023?
Well, it's really funny. If you look back at freight volumes, we're actually above pre-pandemic levels. We're a little bit above where we were before the pandemic, but things were so good for so long that, this is a new adventure for drivers that got into the business post-pandemic, when things were, there was freight galore and
right.
You didn't have to wait for a load and you were pre-planned on 8 loads in advance. And now all of a sudden a driver has to sit 3-4 hours waiting for a load and panic sets in.
Right.
So it's been, educational for us and for our fleet managers to have those conversations with drivers and say, listen, this is a freight cycle. This mm-hmm. is what a normal freight cycle looks like. It's a little weaker than we would like, but it's still, the volume is still above where it was in late 2019.
Did you see that there was any migration happening whenever things started, like certain segments of your industry needed more capacity? Are you able to be flexible with your drivers, and are drivers willing to do that, maybe move into a different lane, take a different assignment?
You know, that's one of the advantages at Rail, because we're in the dry van space, we're in the refrigerated space, we've got flatbeds, we've got dedicated, we've got curtain side and heavy haul. So when one segment or two segments are down a little bit, we can shift those drivers to other segments. We've had van drivers that have moved into our refrigerated and our dedicated fleets. Flatbed drivers are pretty tight. They like to do their flatbed and don't like to move out of that very much.
Right.
And I get that. So we've been able to pivot a little bit there while this is all going on. And I think that's a strength that we have that other carriers don't have. If you're nothing but a reefer carrier and all of a sudden your freight dries up, what do you do?
Right, yeah. Well, and for the standpoint of operating a business, I know that not all of those industry or company segments are going to be offering the same pay rates because it's just different work.
Right.
How do you mitigate any differences in pay when a driver does move from one segment to a different?
Yeah. So what we do, they move to that channel's pay basis. So
okay.
I'll just tell you right now, reefer makes a little bit more than van. Flatbed makes more than reefer. Heavy haul makes more than flatbed. So, you know, anywhere the driver goes, they're going to assume that pay scale for that particular fleet and that type of freight that they're hauling.
Got you. Okay. And so would you say that heavy haul is the most sought after type of work in rail?
It has the highest compensation rates. It's also very, very, very difficult to get into.
That's
that's a fleet we don't lose drivers on. Once they're in there, they tend to stay for a long, long time. Well, you know, we've got drivers that have been in all the fleets for a long, long time. But heavy haul especially, that's sought after by a number of drivers, because, you know, typically it's not tarped. It's one piece of equipment that gets loaded on there, and they like that.
Does Rick Rail ever get into a heavy haul load anymore?
I can't tell you the last time that I knew he was on a heavy haul, but yes, he does still get behind the wheel of a truck, and I'm glad to be able to say that. That means a lot.
Yeah, that is awesome. We're going to take a quick time out.
Absolutely.
And when we come back, we're going to hang out with Tim Norlin, Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail Transportation. If you guys want to find out more, it's www.rail.jobs, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Correct, and you can spell it either the right way or the wrong way, and you'll get there. It's either roehl.jobs or rail.jobs.
Very
so get
easy.
You there.
Cannot make it any easier. We got to take a break. Road Dog Live's on Sirius XM 146, and we'll be right back. Dancing. You're gonna trip and glide off.